Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, and today we have a very fun show for you.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is e-report.
And our title is Chinese calligraphy. Chinese calligraphy. Do you know how to do Chinese calligraphy, Peter?
Well, I'm no master, but I think I'm pretty good. I mean, when I write my characters, it's like a small, calm river.
Calm what? I just asked you if your name was...
Some people say that my brushstrokes are powerful, like a lion, but are quiet, like a mouse walking at midnight.
You lost me, Peter. So, do you know how to do Chinese calligraphy or not?
I know a little bit. Actually, I learned a lot during the show. I will be able to share with you everything that I learned because I got to go on the e-report today.
Oh, really? So we are going out on e-report with Peter today. I'm excited.
Well, first, we need to learn our keywords. Friends, here's Christina.
Hello, 我们今天的主题是 calligraphy。它是一种书写的艺术，一种将美丽的符号组合成文字的艺术。动词构成或形成就是 form。如果我们说 Chinese calligraphy, 它指的就是中国的书法。写字的毛笔英文就是 brush。如果要写书法 ,you need to learn how to hold a brush, 必须要学会握笔。我们有一种传统就是用新生婴儿的头发来做毛笔。名词传统就是 tradition。Baby hair brushes are a tradition in Asia. 很多人相信这样子的胎毛笔可以给人带来幸运的好事。名词 luck 就是运气或者是好运。A baby hair brush can bring good luck. 据说胎毛笔的制作方法非常的复杂，需要大概80多个步骤才能完成。It takes more than 80 steps to make one. 步骤就是 step. 因此对很多人来说，胎毛笔真的是非常的宝贝。They are such a treasure. 名词 treasure 指的就是像金银财宝一样的宝贝。
Hold on, one moment, almost done. There. Hi everyone, I'm Peter, and this is e-report. Today we are learning about Chinese calligraphy. I'm practicing writing my name in Chinese. See? Isn't it good? No. Well...Okay, writing Chinese is not easy. Calligraphy takes many, many hours to learn how to do it well. And today we have a master to help us learn how to do it the right way. Let's learn together. I thought this was pretty good. Calligraphy is art. When a person writes calligraphy well, it is really beautiful. Calligraphy forms beautiful symbols and handwritten letters. So many languages have calligraphy. Any language can be written in calligraphy, but Chinese calligraphy is one of the most special forms. It takes a lot of practice.And a lot of patience to write calligraphy well. We are going to learn this word. Okay, Master Yang, let's get started.
好，那首先我们先学拿笔。
好，拿笔。 People will take lessons to learn this special skill. During the lessons, they learned how to hold a calligraphy brush and how to make different strokes to create Chinese characters. A good calligrapher can do amazing writing.
Wow, Peter, you were lucky enough to go out on this month's e-report. So you learned about Chinese calligraphy, and today we will see what Peter learned and experienced.
Yes, Chinese calligraphy is a beautiful art. It is handwriting, but it is very beautiful. I loved learning about how to form different characters well.
Yes, it looked like you needed some help, though. I don't know what to call those characters that you formed in the beginning.
Hey, I thought I was doing a great job.
Okay. How about let's go to Christina to learn more about this word form.
今天讲到的 calligraphy 是一种书写的艺术，将文字符号以艺术的形式排列组合出来。动词 form 就是形成、组成的意思。你可以说 I can form a heart with two hands， 我可以用两只手做出爱心的形状。Form 这个字其实也常常可以当名词用，它可以当形式或形状的意思用。比如 a form of art 就是一种艺术的形式。That is a new form of art. 那是一种新的艺术形式。或者 That building has the form of a boat. 那栋是船形的建筑。另外我们也常常需要填写的表格，这也叫做 form. 如果你去银行办事，不知道该填哪一种表格，你可以说 There are many forms here. Which form should I use? 这个 form 就是表格的意思。
So I really don't know what you're talking about, Marie. Calligraphy is beautiful. I mean, look at my beautiful characters. I'm practicing writing my last name in Chinese. This is the character for stone.
Wow, it's very beautiful. And you know, any language can be written in calligraphy. But it takes a lot of practice and more practice to write Chinese calligraphy really well.
You're right. Well, look at my first characters. Maybe they're not the best. But after a while, I learned a lot from the master. She showed me how to form a character well. Do you think this one looks better?
I think it looks really good, Peter. You did a really good job. Well, after taking a lesson, what did you learn?
I learned how to hold a brush the right way.And then I learned some of the first strokes. And after that, I realized that there is so much more to learn about writing calligraphy. Well, friends, we have talked about calligraphy. Now let's talk about brushes. Here's part two. Okay. So this is the last stroke in my last name in Chinese. Ready? All right. So you go down straight.
好，要提起来。
Stop,
下来。
Go down.
把洞补起来。Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I think this is much better than my first time, I think. Four different things a person needs to do Chinese calligraphy. A brush, some paper, some ink, and an ink stone. These four things are the four treasures of Chinese calligraphy. Now, there are different kinds of brushes that use different kinds of hair from different animals. But there is one kind of brush that is extra.Special. Do you know what it is? It uses hair from a baby. That's right, a real human baby. Why on earth would anyone want to use hair from a baby for a calligraphy brush? No one is really sure where the tradition of baby hair brushes comes from. But there is a story about a young man who lived hundreds of years ago in China. His family was too poor to buy an inkbrush before he went to the capital to take an important test. So, his mother used some of this man's baby hair that she saved from when he was born to make a brush for him. When the man did really well on his test, people started to believe the baby hair brush was a symbol of good luck. And now everyone comes to Peter, asking for just one of his hairs in hopes that they can make a brush out of his hair for good luck.
What? No, Peter. I mean, this is a very interesting and old tradition.
Oh, you're right. These brushes are very interesting. I never knew anything about it. People save their hair from their babies and have a brush made.
Huh, why do people do this?
Well, it's tradition, and it is a very special way to remember when your children were babies. That's a special time of life.
Well, it looks like there are many kinds of brushes in the shop.
Yes, there were many different kinds. There were big brushes. I saw one that was almost as tall as me. And these big brushes are for forming large Chinese characters.
And there are brushes that use different kinds of hair from different kinds of animals, yes?
That's right. I could spend all day in this store. Well, I was thinking, would you have a brush made for your children one day?
I would have to think about that, but probably not. How about you?
Well, I thought about it. At first, it was a little strange to see a baby have its head shaved and see this poor bald baby afterwards. But, you know, I think it's really special. It's something you can actually hold on to. It's not just a photo of when you were a baby. It's actually something from when you were a baby.
That's right. Friends, would you ever do that? Maybe you can think about it during our break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Welcome back from the break, friends. We are learning all about Chinese calligraphy. So, Peter, you said that you learned how to write your last name, but can you tell us what this is?
Oh, sure. This is our show, 大家说英语，赞. This means, let's talk in English.
Wow, that's amazing. That's pretty cool.
I didn't write this one. We had the master write it for us. Well, friends, this has been fun. Let's look at the last part of the show together.
Soon, the baby hair brush tradition became more and more popular. Today, people in Asia still have brushes made from their baby's hair. The brush becomes a special treasure that the family values for a lifetime. To make the brush, a family will shave a baby's head when he or she is about 1 month old. Then, they will take a lock of the baby's hair to a shop and ask them to make the hair into a brush. Making a brush by hand is not a simple process. It takes more than 80 steps for one brush to be made. Whew! That's why these brushes are very valuable and people think they are so special.
Don't 对，里面比较长，外面比较短。
You know, I've been thinking, what if I make a brush with my own hair and give it to Marie as a gift? Do you think she'll like it? No, huh? Well, maybe I can get her one of the brushes here. Well, friends, it's been fun to learn calligraphy with you today, and thank you for joining us for today's e-report. We'll see you again next time.
Okay, so in this part of the show, we see how brushes are made.
Yes, this man has spent his whole life making brushes, and he is very good. I enjoyed watching him work.
So tell us about what he is doing. Making a brush is not easy. It can take more than 80 steps to make one brush.
That is very true. It takes many steps to make a brush. But let's go to Christina to learn more about this sentence.
做一支胎毛笔必须要80多个步骤。It takes more than 80 steps to make one brush. 这个句子的基本结构就是 It takes A to do B, 也就是需要 A 才能做到 B. 比如 It takes a lot of sugar to make a cake. 做蛋糕需要很多糖。It takes a lot of time to take care of your pet. 要照顾宠物要花很多的时间。或者 It takes a lot of work to become a great musician. 要成为优秀的音乐家必须要花很大的功夫。
Thanks, Christina. So you can see in our lesson that this man is using wet hair to make a brush.
Yeah, and it looks like that keeps it all together.
That's right. He is making sure all the hair is the right length. Then he starts to shape the hair for the brush.
I can see him measuring the hair and using a comb to do that. Peter, that is very cool.
Yes, and he does this many times, not just once.Then he uses a string to bring all the hair together.
Oh, very interesting.
One other thing I learned was there is an outside and an inside to the brush. So they actually use two different kinds of hair. One kind of hair for the outside and one for the inside.
Oh, that's interesting. But I don't think that's an easy thing to make.
No, it's not. And...At the end of the lesson, you can see how we are testing the brush. Testing it this way shows how well the brush is made. And then, I was thinking about making you a brush, Marie.
Oh, really? Did you make me one?
Well, we were going to use my hair, but we decided that was a bad idea.
Oh, yeah. Okay, maybe that was the best idea.
It was. Well, you really will have to visit the shop.They have so many brushes, it was amazing. Well, friends, we're out of time, so let's review those key words we learned today.
Here's our first key word of the day. Form. Form. Jack formed an airplane out of paper.
Brush. Brush. Use a brush to clean the sofa.
Tradition. Tradition. There are many Christmas traditions.
Luck. Luck. Good luck on your test.
Step. Step. There are 3 steps to cook this dish.
treasure. Treasure. Karen's children are her treasures. All right, friends, those are the key words. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time. Cindy?
Oh, hi, Tony.
Cindy, what's wrong?
It's my boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't want to be my boyfriend anymore.
Really?
Yes. What's wrong with me, Tony?
Well, I don't know, but I do know that it's better to talk to me.
It is?
What I mean is, friends are better if, when they're talking. Oh, I need Super Sentence Man.
And Super Sentence Man is never too far away. You need today's Super Sentence. A good something can do something. Like this. A good friend can help you feel better.
A good friend can help you feel better. Thanks, Super Sentence Man.
No problem. But before I leave, I want to hear you use today's Super Sentence in another way.
Ah, a good game can help students enjoy learning.
A good game can help students enjoy learning. Great job. What about you, Cindy? I'm sure if you use today's Super Sentence, it might make you feel better.
I'll try. A good boyfriend can make you happy.
A good boyfriend can make you happy. Is that always true?
I think so.
Well, it certainly was a super sentence. Friends, a good class every day can make your English better, and a super sentence every day will make your English great.
Cindy, a good friend can help you feel better.
Maybe you're right.
Wait, where are you going?
To find a good friend to talk to. Bye.
Well, Marie, since I got to go on the e-report, I was thinking of giving you a gift, a souvenir.
Oh, really, Peter? What is it?
I was going to give you this one. What do you think?
Oh, you know what, friends? We're out of time. We'll see you next time right here on Let's Talk in English.